Straight Talk About Vision Loss with Dr. Z.
Hello, and welcome to Straight Talk About Vision Loss. I'm Betsy Zaborowski, and my guest today is Jim Gashel.
Hi.
We want to welcome you to this first in a series of informative, short conversations about issues that are very important to blind people and people who are losing vision, and also to their friends and families. So welcome, and I hope you come to our website real often to take a look at what we're doing in Straight Talk About Vision Loss. You know, I am executive director of our Jernigan Institute, and the Institute does a lot of very interesting programs and interesting services. So please check out our programs on our website and learn more about the Jernigan Institute and the National Federation of the Blind. But today, I want to talk to Jim, and I thought what would really be a good start in this series of programmings is to talk to one of my best friends, Jim Gashel, who also happens to be my husband. Hi, Jim.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good.
Good.
Jim is also Executive Director of Strategic Initiatives for the National Federation of the Blind and has been working in the governmental arena and technology arena for, oh, well over 30 years, right?
Yes, you shouldn't remind me, but it's been 32 years.
32 years, right. So you have seen our organization grow significantly over those years,
haven't
you?
Oh, yes, tremendously.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Right. Can you tell me a little bit about the work of strategic initiatives and what's happening in your department?
Well, strategic initiatives refers to sort of high-profile projects and efforts that are designed to expand opportunities and capabilities for blind people. Governmental affairs is certainly one of those areas. Public relations is another. And significant technology products and services like NFB Newsline, which is our audio newspaper service, and our wonderful Kurzweil National Federation of the Blind Reader, which we're going to talk about today, which is technology that uses a digital camera and speaks the words of a printed page to you.
Yes, and that's exactly what we're going to feature today. There's lots of things to talk about in terms of access technology for blind people and people who are losing vision. But today we're really going to hone in on this brand new product that the National Federation of the Blind developed with Ray Kurzweil. Tell me about your friendship with Ray and how this reader got started.
Well, this all started back in 1975 when Ray Kurzweil was he's about my age, and we both had more hair now than we do now. But Ray came into the office in Washington, which I headed, and I was at that time called the chief of the Washington office of the National Federation of Blind. Ray was looking for money, and he thought we might have some to help him out. Turned out we didn't have a whole lot of money, but we did have a lot of contacts, and we helped to raise funds to launch the original text-to-speech reader called the Kurzweil Reading Machine.
And I remember Ray telling me one time that it was as big as a washing machine.
Oh, yes, it was. It stood on the floor, and it was, you know, this was before we all had personal computers.
Yeah.
So there was nothing like this. And the idea that you could take a machine, put some print down on it, and in a minute or so, it would start speaking the text to you. This was totally revolutionary at that time, 1975.
Yeah. And I hear that Walter Cronkite actually signed off with the reader.
He did.
On
January 13th, 1976, the CBS Evening News had a story on it about the Kurzweil Reading Machine and the rollout we were doing. And the machine actually said, that's the way it was, January 13th, 1976.
And that was the only time when it wasn't in his
voice. Walter's voice, that's correct.
Well, we've certainly come a long way since that time. And now we've launched this handheld reading machine, which is this PDA and digital camera. Tell us a little bit about how it works.
Well, this is the handheld reader right here. And just to prove it, I will hold it in my hand. It's a digital camera, and it's combined with a personal data assistant, or PDA, which is the computer for this device. And so it operates just like a camera. And you aim it at anything in print and snap a picture. And it's really that easy. I call it the camera that talks.
Yeah.
And 20 seconds, it will start to read you the print.
Yeah. And Jim, you're blind like I am.
Oh, absolutely.
We both have a little bit of vision, but not enough to really read print. So this is the first time that you can just take a picture of print and
absolutely. I mean, I carry this. Well, as you know, we go to restaurants from time to time and take pictures of the menu.
Yeah.
And you go to the ATM machine and you want to verify what you did at the ATM machine.
Yeah.
Take the picture of the receipt that comes out. Take a picture of the credit card slip when you sign for a bill or whatever. I mean, it's that easy.
Yeah.
It helps you. It makes you a lot more independent.
Yeah, it's so many things. I've found it very, very useful. From, you know, when you're in a hotel room and you get those little toiletries, and they have the teeniest, tiniest print on them, whether they're lotion or shampoo or whatever.
Exactly.
The reader can read those.
I'm always baffled by which one's the shampoo and which one's the conditioner.
Yeah.
And this one will help you.
Yeah. And I remember the time we were in New York and we were at the theater, and for the very first time we were able to listen to the notes.
I did not have a clue that they had so much advertising in the playbill. And it's all drug, it's stuff for people our age.
Yeah.
You know? it's definitely designed to provide people with, you know, lots of advertising.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Well, let's see how this reader works. Now, you have this stand
I have
here.
A stand. The stand is something new that we're actually beginning to work with. Basically, we think of the reader as a point-and-shoot device, but in the case of the stand, I can simply put it on the stand, and then I'm just going to put some print underneath it.
Now, you don't need the stand.
You don't need the stand.
You don't have to carry the stand around with you.
In fact, I find that I do a little bit better even without the stand sometimes, but I like the stand a lot.
Well, this is a new thing, so
yes,
I'm really excited about it.
When you get a new toy, you like to show off the toy.
Right.
But here's the reader. I'm going to turn it on.
The system is in shooting mode. Camera is off.
Then I'll turn the camera on. It told me the camera was off.
Now we have a little speaker here, which is amplifying it a little bit.
That's correct. And it's really as easy as snapping the picture. And it takes 2 seconds to take the picture. There, the picture just snapped. And about 20 seconds to process. And I like it on the stand because then it's hands-free. I can be doing something else. And while it's
like
processing.
If you're going through your mail.
Exactly.
Going through various.
That's what I do. I put the mail down just anywhere in the viewing area, snap the picture. Here it is.
2006, an address delivered by Mark Mortar, National Federation of the Blind, Dallas, Texas, July 4th. 2006. During the past year, the National Federation of the Blind has continued to conduct the.
So it's really pretty phenomenal. You can start and stop. You can read by paragraph, read by line, read by sentence, get it to spell words. I can store documents on it and transfer them to a computer. It's just a wonderful thing. It's not a pair of eyes, but it's darn close if you want to read print.
Good. Now, take it off the stand and just take a picture of this page and show people how, like if you're at a meeting or if you're traveling and you have a magazine. You know, when I'm in the airlines, I've always wanted to read those magazines. Now we can.
We certainly can do that.
This is a page out of our annual report, so it's pretty much straight text. The reader is great with straight text. As long as it's on
and
pretty much
you know,
white
it actually
paper.
Doesn't matter if it's right side up or upside down.
Yeah.
It certainly matters if the print is facing down toward the table as opposed to up toward the reader. But it can be sideways, upside down, right side up, doesn't matter.
Right.
Okay, so now we're going to make sure.
Stop user shooting mode.
Shooting mode.
Yeah.
And I'm holding, again, the camera above
the paper.
Taking picture.
Mm-hmm. About 18 inches or so above the page.
And I just point and shoot. We do have a method that gives you what we call a field of view report ahead of time. I usually don't use it because pointing and shooting is so much quicker. And I was only 7 degrees. It would read it at virtually any angle. Here we go.
Oh, fast.
Oh, absolutely.
Our goal, end of text.
Oh, my goodness.
there might be some...
It,
some light shining on it. Does that happen sometimes?
Light will shine on it. And, you know, we have a what's called a polarizer filter that blocks out the shiny, so it will not flash back on the camera. But no, it should read shiny pages as well as.
Let me try one method to see how it works. I sometimes what I like to do is I like to just hold the paper up.
And you can
Although
do that.
There's shadows that way in there.
Well,
that,
it might
you know,
work.
That's always part of the challenge with
it. You know, we don't have just ironclad methods that we tell people.
Sure.
Just about what you're doing is the way to do it. And there you go.
Yeah, and you have to experiment with it.
Absolutely.
Like any of this technology that we use.
And,
you know.
And if you don't get a particularly good read with one method, try another.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
it'll often work for you.
Camera at 6 degrees.
Yeah. Well, you were one degree better than
I
was, so that's not too bad. I was seven degrees, you're six. It'll start to read.
Yeah.
Here we go.
The voice of the nation's blind. The purpose of the National Federation of the Blind, NFB, is to serve as a means for the blind to come together mm-hmm. to work collectively for the betterment of blind people. We do this for local chapters in hundreds of cities mm-hmm. throughout the United States.
So that's interesting.
Yeah.
You know, that time it worked. So it,
I was
you know,
too close to
something.
The page.
Oh, you see, you think that's what it was?
That's exactly why.
My
shot was just a little bit too close to the page. And when you get a read like I did, where it read the top of the page and said end of text, that's a dead giveaway that you were too close to the page.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's a wonderful technology. How much does this cost?
This costs $3,295. That's a special discount that is available from the National Federation of the Blind. And,
right.
and we're selling these now. They went on sale beginning July 1 of 2006. So it's really a brand new product.
Uh-huh.
And we hope people will contact us and ask us about it and hopefully buy these readers.
Well, it is a wonderful example of a partnership between a very high-powered technology company and inventor like Ray Kurzweil and us, the National Federation of the Blind, the largest organization of blind people, because we can really help the technology developers do it in a way that really works for us.
Well, there's no question about it. The stamp of the consumer is all over this product in all of its features, in its simplicity.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really not that complicated.
Yeah.
9 keys. It doesn't have one of these keyboards with a little bitty buttons.
Yeah.
I mean, the buttons are small, but they're not some of these small ones like you find on some of these computers. I don't know, the engineers certainly are not users of that technology, but we are. And we designed this reader, the user interface on this reader.
Now, I know you've been talking to several seniors since we had our Possibilities Senior Fair recently. These are folks who are new to vision loss, maybe new to technology.
Absolutely.
How are they finding the reader?
They love the reader. Mm-hmm. You know, again, you know, they use the reader differently from the way that I do.
Yeah.
And so they particularly like the stand because they're oftentimes not necessarily as much on the go as I would be.
Yeah.
But they want to read their mail and they get their mail in their room or whatever and they put the reader up on the stand and shoot pictures and away you go.
Yeah, that's really great.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Jim, so much. This has been fun to learn about the reader, and I hope our viewers understand the reader a little bit more. You can learn more about the reader on our website right on our front page. You can click on more information about the reader. And we have a new video demonstrating the reader, which will be up real soon. Please check on that. Also, we'll be having more and more of these shows for you in the future, and I'd like your suggestions. So if you'd like to give me suggestions about the kinds of topics that you would like us to cover, just email me at jernigan institute@nfb.org. That's jernigan institute@nfb.org. Thank you very much. It's been fun being with you, and thanks again, Jim.
Thank you.
We'll see you next time.
Thank you.